hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We kick off today's big show with some friends that I know down in South Florida that have been doing this show called Scuba Nation. Now, it's been taking Florida by storm and beyond, and I think they're getting ready to expand. I don't know. But they're good guys. Billy and Mitch there from Scuba Nation. We've got Billy on the phone with us right now. Billy, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
Hey, Greg. What's up, brother? Doing good. Doing well, man. How are you doing today?
I am. I'm fine, as always. I could only be better if I was down underwater right now. But we, you know, we're going to spend a couple hours talking about diving. That's the next best thing, right?
That is the next best thing. Come on, man. It's the best thing in the world, and we get to do it for a living.
Yes.
Great, great thing.
All right. So Scuba Nation is a half-hour TV show you guys have been doing for a couple years now, based mostly in Florida. Is that right?
Or do yeah, I gotta... yeah. We're on Sun Sports. It's owned by Fox Sports. It's their regional sports channel. And there's a lot of fishing shows, and they have the Miami Heat on that channel. But I was, you know, I watched that channel all the time. There was no dive show, and I was like, we need a dive show. So we've been doing that for 2 years now, and it's 26 weeks. It's a show totally dedicated to the sport of recreational scuba diving. So we love talking about equipment, about dive sites, about just the life that we lead as divers, man. It's the coolest thing to do.
Yeah, Scuba Nation, One Nation Underwater or something like that, right?
That's it, Greg.
Yeah, there you go.
We're all brothers and sisters. We're all in this thing together, man.
Right.
One nation underwater.
Yes, and Billy and Mitch are sitting there looking at you through the TV and saying, "We want you." You know, I don't know. You ought to recruit me for that. I've been said I'm turning more into Uncle Sam or that look each day as I age.
Yeah, we feel that too. We feel that too. But no, that's it. I mean, we've had so many kids come up to us that are 8 years old, 7 years old, that say, "I want to learn how to scuba dive because I watch your show and I see the fish." And, you know, we try to make it accessible. So, like, you know, families can go do these. You know, we're not doing technical dive. We're not doing, you know, things that are far-fetched. It's something that a kid can watch and say, "Hey, I want to be a certified diver." So it really is our mission to turn people on to the sport.
Nice. Well, it's good work that you guys do. You have a nice energy with the show, and they do a good job. I've seen a few episodes, and it's good stuff for sure. Now, we're based in Florida, too, so, you know, we have access to it. But can people get this through your website or through iTunes or a podcast or anything as well if they're not, you know, part of the Sun Sports Network or what?
Yeah, go to scubanation.com, click on episodes. You can see every show that we've done. So we got over two seasons worth of shows on the website right now. And, it's all current stuff. We just completed our season and they're all there. And the mission too is, you know what? It's a 30-minute show. It's fast paced. It's fun. You're going to laugh. You're going to learn. And, we don't try to make it too vanilla. It's enjoyable. It's entertainment. You know, we're into a very cool sport, a very visual sport. So we want to make the show visual and entertaining.
Yeah.
But you're going to learn something, too.
Well, you know, here at Scuba Radio, we're very visual as well, but a lot of stuff we're not allowed to show. You hear what I'm saying? That's why it's Scuba Radio. So, you know, we can get away with maybe a few more things that you might be, you know, more inclined to be censored with there on TV. But that's okay. It's all good. We're all one big happy family. in that regard.
That's it, my man. And I can't wait to get you on the show, Greg.
What do you mean? I got a face for radio, dude. I've proved this for 16 years plus now.
Have you seen our faces? I mean, come on, man. Okay. We're probably like the scuba mafia. We're not pretty guys.
All right.
We bond together and just show the brotherhood and the common bond we share.
All right. Let's be honest, though. You don't necessarily want to get me. You want to get our mermaids on.
Hey, brother, I am a delegator, okay? I know how to delegate. So, yeah, bring the mermaids.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, we're going to do some stuff at DEMA. Guys are going to be out there filming some of the festivities, and we'll join forces on a few projects for sure. But tell me about you just finished up your latest season. So are you already getting ready for next season, or is it expanding, or are you kind of, on hiatus right now, just, off gassing from going nonstop for 26 weeks or what?
You know what? It doesn't let up. We're already into production for season 3, and we were just diving all weekend down at Amy Slate in Key Largo. We had a bunch of fans down at the resort. We're all diving together, showing the camaraderie. So it absolutely, it's like a train. It just keeps on rolling, and we are well into season, cutting for season 3. And, we're looking to expand too. It's all about, California, the Northeast, Texas, the markets we would like to be in. So sky's the limit.
So can you give us a little preview of what you've already been, obviously it was Key Largo down there at Amy Slate's place, but are there some plans to go film at this particular destination or area or wreck or site or what?
Yeah, we're looking at the Northeast, doing some shark diving in the Northeast. We're looking at doing whale sharks down in Mexico. Of course, it's a Florida-heavy show because that's just the market we're in right now. Mm-hmm. But we want to go into the Caribbean. It's just a short jump from Miami. We're Miami-based. So we would like to go down to Bonaire. We'd like to go to the British Virgin Islands and start doing some destinations that are abroad. Yeah. So that's absolutely on tap for season 3 is opening up our wings a little bit and, doing some interesting stories that are just not Florida-based.
Well, do you have a favorite type of diving? Are you a wreck diver at heart, or do you have any preference there, Billy? What do you think?
I love all types of diving. I mean, a shallow reef, a deep wreck. I mean, I want to be diversified. I want to be able to, be accomplished at all levels of diving. And I always learn something, whether it's a shallow reef or a deep wreck. But my true nature, why I love diving and why I love the ocean from just being a small kid was always the big animal action, whether it's a whale shark, a humpback whale, a great white shark, a mako, a bull shark, a manta ray, an eagle ray, a stingray. Those are the moments that I always remember. So all the dives that I've had, it's those encounters with a big animal, kind of look at them eye to eye, and to me that it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, well, I would agree with you. When you look at these animals and they're 10, 20 times bigger than you, and you're looking at them face to face, there's that awe-inspiring feeling you get. But there's also that thought in the back of your head. You're like, hey, this tiger shark I'm looking at right now could eat me. And so there's a little bit of
your significance in the universe gets really
diminished.
Very crystal clear at that point. You're not too significant.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's a great thing we have the opportunity to do for sure. And sharing it through radio or TV with what you guys are doing is good stuff. I mean, it's all about that camaraderie, like you said, that we have as divers. It's a club. It's a close-knit club. And sharing that passion with friends and stuff is really what makes it more fun, even for me, than the critter encounters. And you guys feature a lot of that on your show.
Oh, absolutely. And it's all about that experience. I mean, we're doing this because we're having fun. Divers have that sense of humor about them, that sense of adventure. They're
twisted.
It's a mindset that they have, that divers have.
Yeah.
And it's just not about the people, it's about the whole industry. So your radio show, my TV show, it's all about helping the industry too and getting people to the sport, and just bringing more people and show them, why it's so amazing and why we have so much fun doing it. And it's a mentality, it's a lifestyle. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I agree. You know, especially in Florida, when we first started the show, we're based out of Orlando. I used to always say, "Is like, look, you know, for anyone who lives in the state of Florida, you are surrounded by water, for Christ's sakes. Why aren't you a diver? Are you insane? Take the hint already. Come on, look around.
Hey, Mitch says it all the time. He goes, if you live in Florida and you're not a certified diver, it's criminal. He calls it criminal. It's a criminal action.
Well, I agree. Yeah, there ought to be a law. And, you know, right now there wouldn't be anybody to enforce it, unfortunately, because the government shut down. But what are you going to do? That's a different show.
Greg, we'll take it upon Scuba Nation and Scuba Radio to go door-to-door and make sure everyone's a certified diver.
Absolutely. All right, Billy from Scuba Nation, we'll look for Season 3 coming up here in a few weeks. Thanks, buddy.
Keep watching, and One Nation Underwater.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The dive pros at the DEMA show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA dive show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your DEMA dive getaway to Dominica now. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year.
Light and Motion,
consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum.
Light and Motion,
100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989.
Light and Motion.
Tomorrow's technology today.
Light and Motion.
Look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you.
Light and Motion.
On the web at lightandmotion.com.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. On the phone with me now is Dan from Reef Safe. Dan, how are you, buddy?
Great, Greg. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So, you know, I wanted to bring you on. We're going to obviously talk about the sun care products from Reef Safe, sun care that's good for you and for the reef. Biodegrades, doesn't harm the reef. We want to do that as divers. But we're going to talk about some of the side businesses Dan has gotten into. He's got into apparel and accessories, and it's really cool stuff. Now, last week I mentioned this because I brought in one of his new shirts to the studio, gave one to Bill. I have one I was wearing last week. It might pop up on one of the Scuba Radio videos here pretty soon. But these are cool new shirts that you're offering through the TropicalSeas.com website, right, Dan?
Right, Greg. They're dry balance. They're moisture wicking. We have them available in long sleeve and short sleeve. And as you saw, they have the tagless collar. So they're very comfortable.
They're comfortable. They don't chafe in places where you don't want to be chafed. and they that moisture wicking stuff, that is cool, because, you know, I got to tell you, the one you sent me here last week, You know, it was a short sleeve shirt, which was which is perfect for the summer months or right now when it's still quite hot in Florida, believe it or not. And when you're out on the dives and, you know, you want to wear something, but you don't want to wear a wetsuit because the water is warm enough, this is perfect. This is like a nice cross between going full rash guard or just, you know, wearing a T-shirt. It's kind of like in between, right? You get the best of both worlds, comfort and still quick drying,
yep,
you know, type
great
of garment.
Analogy. That's perfect description. The long sleeve, I love it because you can wear it in the heat. And you don't sweat.
True.
It kind of keeps you cool because we did them all in the white.
Yeah.
And then we've got multiple designs. They can just check that out on tropicalseas.com and go to the apparel section.
Yeah.
And,
well
for everybody.
I can vouch for the long sleeve ones because that's what I wore in the Maldives. And I know Mermaid Tiffany really appreciated that they were long sleeves because I had to hold on to her when we were riding a elephant. on one of our surface interval adventures, and trust me, she much prefers the soft touch of a reef-safe T-shirt as opposed to my clammy skin. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I got you.
So I don't know if that's an endorsement, but it's at least one of many other benefits that not just you would get, but your dive buddies and cohorts and crime and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, it's great stuff. The material's awesome. They're really nice designs, too. You guys actually, you know, obviously they say Reef Safe, and they have the Reef Safe logo on them, but you have this artist working with you that's kind of set up different scenes with turtles. And, well, there's a mermaid-themed reef. Reef scene, I think, sure, mm-hmm. Right? There's several different designs, right?
Yep, and then we have one color. We got the two-color lobster and dive flag. We've got the hogfish with the yellow tail in it. So they just need to check them out because there's something for everybody.
Yeah, so you can go to tropicalseas.com and click on the T-shirt tab, and, you'll find it there somewhere, right?
Correct, yes,
okay.
Sir.
So, and of course, you'll find the sun care products. You can purchase those online or at a quality dive center near you. Ask for Reef Safe by name. Now, the other thing you got going on now that it's just rolling out right now is this new jewelry. So you're getting into accessories, and I don't know. Tell me how this came to be exactly, Dan.
Well, we hooked up with a jewelry designer in Florida. And we'd been getting requests to diversify the Reef Safe into, you know, apparel and accessories and beach towels. And so we thought the jewelry would be a good way to go, and we wanted to stick with just marine animal jewelry, things that meant something to the dive community. So we have a Florida spiny lobster pendant.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a mermaid holding a pearl pendant. We've actually had him design a diver with a scuba tank and the hoses and the fins and the whole nine yards. And these are all done and available in the sterling silver that's has an additive to where it doesn't tarnish and go black.
Mm-hmm.
On
nice.
It. So it's and then the other benefit is it's all made in the USA right here in Florida.
Well, there you go. I mean, thing is, it is very nice or very high. It's high quality stuff. The detail is very intricate and just looks nice. And you know, I kind of go that way. I don't really like going with the cheap tchotchke type stuff, but that's just me, you know. this is something that I would wear for sure. I mean, you know, whether it's a little diver pendant that they have or whatever, and you can purchase this all online. These are this isn't like mass quantity stuff that's being put out there. So you'd buy this pendant. This would be a great thing for a gift for the holidays for the diver on your list, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we've probably developed a dozen or so different designs. So they'll just have to check on it as we get them posted. And we should have the whole line ready for DEMA.
Okay.
So we'll have a showcase up. And then you and I have discussed about some promotions up at your opening. Show opening, the first hour of the show, you do your opening up there on stage with
that's
the mermaid.
That's right. Our little song and dance routine to open up the
yeah.
Open up the DEMA show each morning. And we've talked about having the mermaids decked out in some of this new Tropical Seas jewelry, Reef Safe jewelry. And you said maybe we, or he was like, we could create a competition for the mermaids, and if they win a competition, maybe they would be able to take home one of these pendants themselves. I kind of like this idea. If I put the jewelry on the girls, it's tough to get it off of them sometimes. However, if I just tell them up front, like, look, you know, we're going to put this on you for pictures and stuff, and you get to keep it if you do this. Wait a minute, that's going to open up a can of worms. But we'll come up with maybe like the Mermaid Olympics. Pull somebody from the audience, team them up with a mermaid. They become a team, and then they fight each other till the death. Coleslaw wrestling, I don't know. We'll come up with something and maybe send them home with some free jewelry or something as a prize. But once again, you can get this at tropicalseas.com. There'll be a tab on there somewhere for accessories and jewelry, I assume.
Yes, there is. And if they want a special order gold, we can special order gold.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you can even kick it up a notch if you like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So go check it out. And it'll be, evolving over the next few weeks. So if you don't see one of these pendants or what we're talking about right away, it should show up here between now and the gift-giving season. So just keep checking back to tropicalseas.com. And, of course, that's where you can get your reef safe for sure as well. Available at major dive retailers around the world, as it should be, but if not, just go to tropicalseas.com, pick it up. It's great for your skin, and the bonus is it biodegrades, which means it's better for the reef. Reef safe. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I've been talking about this for months now, and it is going to be here before you know it. And I'm talking about the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise to St. Kitts and Saba with our friends from Explore Ventures. Now, this thing is almost sold out. There are still, I think, a spot or two left, though. So even if you're a single or a double, or, you know, you and a spouse, a dive buddy, whatever, you might still be able to get on board if you dial them up now and book the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with us for Saba St. Kitts with Explore Ventures. It's 1-800-322-3577 or exploreventures.com. Go there and look for all the information right there on that itinerary. We obviously have a little blip up there on the homepage at scubaradio.com. But look, here's the deal. Especially if you're thinking about a last minute trip, at the beginning of the year, you know, this is January 18th we're talking about. This is going to be an amazing adventure. I mean, anytime you go on a live aboard trip, they're amazing, especially with Explore Ventures, obviously. The official live aboard of Scuba Radio for, I don't know, 5-6 years running now, maybe longer. I've lost count. They're just so good though. But when we go on board, obviously we're going to do the show and broadcast from the boat. That's always a lot of fun to interview people from all over the world that join us, on a boat for a week and see if they can tolerate it. But we have a tendency to reward these folks with a few extra goodies, as far as freebies and prize for putting up with our shenanigans, and coming on the radio with us. But, you know, we're going to have Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine who are going to be shooting a cover for Dive Training that week while we're on the boat. And not only are you going to be able to witness what goes into a photo shoot like that, we're going to have a little informal contest where you can shoot your own cover for Dive Training, which is front and reverse angles. If you've ever looked at Dive Training Magazine, you know what I'm talking about. It's a cool little thing. Scuba Pro is going to be on board to give us some stuff to play with and possibly go home with. So this is above and beyond an amazing adventure in Saba St. Kitts with Explore Ventures. 1-800-322-3577. Book it today. Okay, we got a Dan tip coming up next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip number 524. Underwater on your home loan?
You think this is funny?
They say that like being underwater is a bad thing.
Is this how you get your sick kicks?
Divers know better.
You see how wonderful life can be?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Got a tip for us today, Nick?
Show.
Great. What are we going to talk about?
Shore, as in shore diving.
Oh, I see where we're going here. Good one. There's some great diving to be had just offshore in a lot of locations, but I'm thinking it's even better if you know how to do it safely.
My thoughts exactly.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, it'd probably help to talk about why divers like to go directly from shore. And I'm guessing you've done your share.
You are correct, sir.
What do you like about it?
Well, for one thing, it's less expensive. Once you've got your gear, all you need is gas money to get there.
And that's a big part of the appeal these days. What else?
Well, I like the independence of it. You don't have to worry about boat charters or schedules. You're free to explore whatever you'd like, whenever you'd like to do it. Not to mention the fact you usually have the site to yourself, which can be really nice.
You share the same sentiments as a lot of folks who enjoy shore diving. There are a lot of great aspects to it, but there are also some special safety considerations to take into account, too.
With independence comes responsibility.
Well, yes, but it's more. With independence, the responsibility is all yours. Unlike with commercial operations, you're likely to be diving without a dive professional with you.
Meaning?
Meaning, on a dive boat, the operation is likely supplying safety equipment like oxygen units and first aid kits. With independent shore diving, you don't have all of that. And if you plan to shore dive often, consider purchasing your own first aid kit and oxygen unit to have on hand in the event of an emergency.
And you should invest in some training so you know how to use it, right?
It does tend to do you more good if you know how to use it. It's also a good idea to have a cell phone or radio on site in case you need to call for help.
I know another safety factor I like to have on shore is someone who knows my dive plan. I like to leave it with someone I'm not diving with, so if I run into trouble, there's someone to report it and to tell rescue crews where to start looking.
That's really smart, and a step every shore diver should take. I'll bet you know a special piece of equipment every shore diver should have, too.
I'm guessing you mean a dive flag or a signal buoy?
Again, you guessed correctly. If you're diving offshore, you've got to take boat traffic into consideration. So always have a dive flag or signal buoy to show that you're in the water. And even with that, be extra careful when you're surfacing, because some of those boats can move awfully quickly, and you're hard to spot in the water.
You speak the truth. I know boats and divers cohabitating in Florida waters presents a constant challenge.
And that's just because you've got so much great stuff for both people down there.
Again, you speak the truth.
It's how I roll.
Hey, yeah. Do you have any tips on the physical challenges of shore diving?
Mostly to just take the added physical challenge into account. Shore diving means wading through surf, and wading through surf isn't like wading into a lake or quarry. It can be physically challenging and demanding, because it'll require greater efforts to keep your balance, and it'll likely require you to expend more energy than usual just getting to the dive site. Make sure you and your buddy have a rendezvous plan in case the surf separates you. And be sure to account for the greater physical demand in your dive plan, and be careful not to start your dive exhausted.
Are there any other special considerations to take into account when shore diving?
A few. As with all diving, check the conditions before you head out. Keep a close eye on tides and currents. Dives can and should be called off when currents are too strong, so be sure to look for signs of them. Check the surf, too. And aside from the obvious challenges we've already mentioned, they can indicate strong currents as well. If you're not familiar with the local tides and currents, find a knowledgeable source and learn about them before you even consider diving in the waters.
How about legal requirements?
Ooh, that's a good point. Wherever you do the shore diving, make sure you're familiar with the local laws and regulations. Are dive flags required? Are there any restrictions on where you can dive?
Nothing like ending a dive with an arrest.
Imagine the mugshot.
Your mask ring forever captured in posterity. Didn't we forget anything?
Just one more thing. Be sure to take your parking proximity into consideration as well. Before you worry about the physical toll the surf will take, Know how far you'll have to carry your gear and how much energy you'll have to expend getting it to and from your entry point.
So if you plan a shore dive, make sure you have all your safety equipment and have it in place. Have a first aid kit, oxygen unit, and cell phone or radio on site in case of emergency. Even if it's not required in your area, have a signal flag with you, obey the local laws, and take physical demands into consideration, including gear trekking and surf wading.
Those are some of the basics. Of course, if you want to learn more, there's always training to be had through your specialty course.
Shore diving offers some wonderful opportunities and a greater sense of freedom than many other types of diving. Like any diving, though, shore diving requires thought, planning, attention to detail, and a little common sense. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and on the phone with me is my good buddy Neil Watson, the hardest working man in the dive industry. And when it comes to diving in the Bahamas, especially Bimini, Neil is the man in the know. Bimini, closest island to the U.S., easy to get to, and one of my favorite places on the planet. Neil, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, my friend. How are you?
Good, good. Now, I hear you're head back over to Bimini. This time you're taking a different mode of transport. Is that the deal or what?
That is correct. I'm really excited about it. And I was talking on the show, I think, last week about a buddy of mine and his wife that are from Brazil, that they produce the largest dive publication in Brazil and also do a couple of boat shows down there. Mm-hmm. And have some boating magazines as well. And you're talking about a lifestyle. They took like a year off, bought a 46-foot catamaran that's absolutely beautiful, and they're just sailing the Caribbean for a year doing magazine articles along the way for the publication.
Wow, and I thought I had a good gig. My God, that is living the life right there.
That is living the life. And he brought the sailboat into South Florida just kind of as a base during hurricane season, which thank God it wasn't necessary. Mm-hmm. But he's down in Key Biscayne right now, and I talked him into sailing over to Bimini. Of course, selfish purposes. I want to go myself.
Of course.
So we're heading out Wednesday night, 9-10 o'clock. It's about a 10-hour sail over. Weather's looking beautiful. And we'll get in first thing in the morning, clear customs, dock at the at Bimini Sands Hotel, where the dive operation is. And going to spend 4 or 5 days over there diving with my son and just having a ball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, have you ever done that before? Obviously, it sounds like you have if you know how long it takes in a sailboat. But I don't know. That sounds like an amazing adventure just in its own right, just to go that route on a dive adventure.
Well, I've made literally hundreds of crossings over the years, with my dive boats and go fast boats and yachts, but very few crossing on under sail. So
yeah,
I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, it's like taking the scenery. It gives you an opportunity to really enjoy the adventure. As much fun as it is to run over to Bimini and Captain Walt DeMartini's Dry Martini 2 go fast boat and be there in like an hour and a half, taking a 10-hour sail at a nice leisurely pace and just taking in the sights and God knows what you might see while you're crossing the Gulf Stream and stuff. I mean, whales could be coming by. God knows what you would see.
Well, I know one thing. My kidneys will be happier with the 10-hour sail versus the hour on Walt's go-fast boat.
Why? Because he doesn't stop for restroom breaks? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, they just, if there's any seas at all, at 60 knots, it pounds a bit, so.
Yes, yeah, well, that's true. It can be a bit of a rough ride.
It's certainly a lot of fun, but so is the comforts of a beautiful sailboat with I think it's got four staterooms and it's very, very well appointed. I mean, like I say, he's going to take the thing all the way back down to Brazil. So obviously, it's seaworthy.
Yes. Well, you know, it's like being on a liveaboard. I mean, that's all you're doing. You're just doing a crossing on a liveaboard trip, sounds like to me. And you know, like I said, you never know what you see on an adventure like that. And, you know, as long as the seas aren't too bad, it could be a really nice little ride.
As long as what you see isn't a freighter heading straight for you.
Well, true. Yeah, yeah.
You are in the Gulf Stream.
There are a few variables on that crossing that can make things a little messier than what you would like. But hopefully, like you said, the weather looks good. Just keep an eye out for that traffic. All right, we got more with our buddy Neil Watson next because we got a lot to discuss. He's the dive god. Come on.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy. Made sure that I bought a waterproof watch. That's important. Gene, completely out of oxygen. And look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down.
Talking to my buddy Neil Watson. He is the dive god. He's the hardest working man in the dive industry, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Neil, so you're heading over to Bimini on a sailboat. I mean, by the way, is there any chance you'll like drop a line and drift, troll for fish on the way
absolutely,
over?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's part of the plan.
Yeah,
that's
it's part just of part of the whole experience. This is an adventure. It's not just all about the diving. It's about having fun on the way to the dive site, I guess, right?
Exactly. But talking about the diving, this is absolutely the primo time of year to dive in the Caribbean. I mean, when I used to live in the islands and September, it would be absolutely dead. I would be sitting at the dock looking out at just, slick glass water, 85, 88 degrees. unlimited visibility. I mean, I'd drag people off the street and take them out diving for free just to go diving. I mean, the September, October, it is either absolutely perfect or there's a hurricane.
And right.
Thank God it's been the first, you know, absolutely perfect weather. But I'm really looking forward to spending, you know, 4 or 5 days over there doing some serious diving.
Yeah, well, that is so true. I mean, and like I said, these hurricanes, they get a lot of media, but the odds of actually booking a trip and having a hurricane be an issue are actually pretty damn small. And the people in the know are the folks that are down here like us in Florida that know that this is the best time to go diving in the Bahamas. Or even off the coast of Florida and the Caribbean, for that matter. It's just amazing conditions because the water's still warm. The winds haven't really picked up for the winter months too much yet, so you have a chance to have a nice, calm, flat, glass-like surface, which obviously divers and folks prone to seasickness like myself appreciate more than maybe the average scuba Joe. But, you know, it's just an amazing time to dive. And the water's warm, too, so it falls within your 80-80-80 rule, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and the other biggie, you take a dive vacation in June, July, or August, the odds are you're going to be sharing the boat with another 20 divers. September and October, you usually have the boat with maybe another couple with you, you
right.
know? It's if you can get away those months, September and October, man, that's the time to go. You got uncrowded boats, you got uncrowded resorts, you got absolute perfect conditions, and normally cheaper airfares as well. So
yeah, they're trying to get people to fly right now. JetBlue's running a bunch of specials. I've seen a lot of air sales going on right now, and I just wonder, you know, how long or will you know the diving public or mass public realize how much of an opportunity this time of year really is. I mean, I'm kind of okay with it because this is the time of year where I go out and do a little fun diving just for myself, just for that purpose. Because, you know, you can enjoy your diving any time of the year for sure. But when you go out there and, like you said, you're the only other person on the dive boat and you have the whole reef to yourself, man, there's something to be said for that type of adventure. You think,
Neil? Absolutely. And it goes all the way into December. I mean, our water temperature stays up to in the 80s, you know, all the way into December, and it's still relatively uncrowded all the way into December. So, you know, it's not just September and October. November is great too.
Yeah, well, you know, spend the holidays in Bimini. It's better, they say. Well, you know, Christmas in the Caribbean, right? That's what you should do.
Absolutely.
I'm game.
Absolutely.
I'm game. So, all right, so you're going over to Bimini to do some diving. You guys planning any special dives, whether it's the stingrays or the dolphins or the sharks or anything on the agenda diving-wise?
Well, you know, when I take somebody to Bimini and I want to impress them, I mean, the big animals is the top on my list. And you know, I challenge anybody to go anywhere in the Caribbean and have a better experience with big animals. I mean, we can pretty much guarantee interaction with wild pods of spotted dolphins. Mm-hmm. We've got the southern stingray dive and snorkel. We've got the bull shark bull run. We've got the Caribbean reef shark dive. So, you know, for photographers, I mean, we can just smoke anybody in Bimini as far as having a good time and making a photographer going home saying, gee whiz, this was something.
Yeah, and it's so close to the U.S. I mean, literally, from Fort Lauderdale, you could fly or take a boat over to Bimini, and it would take you less time than if you were going from Fort Lauderdale down, say, to Key West. It'd be like the time.
Try Key Largo. It's an 18-minute flight. And it's an hour and a half to 2 hour drive just to the northern Keys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can get to the Key, you can get to Bimini as fast by a boat as you can get to the Keys by a car, and you can get there certainly faster in an airplane.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize how close it really is and accessible it is. And now you have that new cruise ship that goes daily out of Miami, right?
Yep. The and it is a beautiful. you know, we had a little ferry boat going over there before. It was nice, but it was pretty primitive compared to what this is. I mean, this is a 1,500-passenger luxury cruise ship with full casinos and three or four restaurants and a bunch of bars. And
all right, Neil, where can we send them? Just send them to your website, which would be what?
It would be BiminiScubaCenter.com or BiminiSands.com.
There you go.
We can arrange for the airfare. We can arrange for the rooms, the dive-in meal. We also, this time of year, we have an all-inclusive dive package with all of your meals at any of our restaurants, unlimited adult beverages.
Neil, thank you so much, buddy. Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, buddy.
All right, hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. Stay close. We're just getting started.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.